Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'd like to take you to Chicago to begin with, Bluebird 78, 1940, of pianist and singer Walter Davis.
Lord, every time I turn my back, always doing something to change my mind. I just flutter when I see you, like a little bird up in his nest. When I see you, baby, like a little bird up in his nest. Lord, sometime I think I love you. Sometime I think I love my other gal a bit. I can't keep from worrying. Can't keep from telling you lies. I just can't keep from worrying, and I just can't keep from telling you lies. Lord, I would do all right with you, baby, but you know you try to be too wise.
Walter Davis in Chicago, 1940, Bluebird Records, a couple that he wrote. Why Should I Be Blue and Friends Must Part. Illinois Jacquette and his quite wonderful 1949 band, meaning Joe Newman playing trumpet and Henry Coker to be a star in Basie's band playing trombone, Jacquette tenor, Maurice Simon playing baritone saxophone, Ray Perry alto, on piano Cedric Haywood, Al Lucas on bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums. Both these are by Jacquette. Blue Satin and Stay Away, which brings in Joe Bailey to do a little singing for you.
Stay away. every care you caused me. Don't you know you've lost me? So stay away.
Eleanor Jacquet, his band, 1949, and his tenor saxophone. He was responsible for stretching the high notes of the tenor sax range and really getting into some things that wouldn't be done, generally speaking, for another 35 years with the avant-garde. He also wrote the two that you heard, Blue Satin, and Stay Away, with a vocal there by Joe Bailey. Fine work on trombone solo by Henry Coker. And Shadow Wilson's there on drums. Al Lucas on bass. Cedric Haywood, piano. Joe Newman playing the trumpet in the lower range of the saxophone. Maurice Simon on baritone. And Ray Perry on alto. Eleanor Jacquet here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the 20th America's Classic Jazz Festival, June 24th through 27th at St. Martin's University in Lacey, featuring 10 bands, including Tom Rigney and Flambeau, playing Cajun and funk. Info at olyjazz.com, olyjazz.com.
Mesro now, and Sidney Bechet and their quintet. Mesro plays clarinet, and Bechet plays clarinet as well, plus soprano saxophone. The time is 1945, and the label is King Jazz. They both wrote these two, Gone Away Blues and Deluxe Stomp. Fitz Weston playing the piano, Pops Foster, great string bass player, and Fletcher Henderson's brilliant drummer, Kaiser Marshall, for your enjoyment. Mesro and Sidney Bechet. Thank you. Mez Mezro Sidney Bechet Quintet, 1945 for King Jazz, Gone Away Blues, and Deluxe Stomp, with Fritz Weston playing the piano, Pops Foster bass, and Kaiser Marshall on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Nile Golf, a public course set on the shores of Lake Ballinger. Nile Golf is designed to offer players a well-bunkered course with fast greens. Junior camps, individual and group instruction are also available. More information at nilegolf.com.
And now to a birthday celebration, and this is a special favorite of mine because he's a very good friend, and I had the pleasure of playing in a band with him, sitting in a chair playing my trombone right in front of him where he was playing his bass. And believe me, it was a wonderful experience. And I'm talking about Buddy Catlett. His first name is George, and once in a while I remember people come in and they'd yell George because they looked up his name in the encyclopedia, I think. But Buddy resides in Seattle. He plays the string bass, the alto saxophone, and the clarinet, and he was with Louis Armstrong's band and Count Basie's band and Quincy Jones' band. And I think I can say, without reservation, that he is probably Quincy Jones' oldest, dearest friends. They both graduated from Garfield High School in Seattle, I think around 1951, somewhere in there. And have kept in touch, of course, playing in bands before Quincy left Seattle for his wonderful, successful career and all of that. So for you, Buddy, if you're listening, and if you're not, also for you, and for all of your friends who might be listening to this because it is your birthday, you were born this day, 1933. First up, Buddy Catlett with Louis Armstrong, who's going to sing for you and play trumpet. Tyree Glenn, also a very close friend of Buddy's, on trombone. Eddie Shue, clarinet. Billy Kyle, piano. Buddy on bass, and Danny Barcelona on drums. And they're at the Sports Palace in Paris, 1965.
Folks are crooning soft and low. You needn't tell me, boy, because I know that when it's sleepy time down south, yes, the soft wind blowing through the pine wood trees, the folks down there live a life of ease. When old mammy falls on her knees, yes, when it's sleepy time down south, yes, steamboats up the river coming and going, ba 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 da da ya represent, splashing the night away. My boo-doo-doo-doo-doos and says, hear those banjos ringing, and our folks are singing, and they dance till the break of day. Yes, he wrote Southland with his dreamy song. Yeah, take me by where I belong, right in my mammy's arms. Bad dad, bad dis, bad dad, do 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 dis, I do that do zat. They out they don't do zat. Yeah. Good evening, everybody. Thank you. little youngster on the bass there. We'd like to play a number for you. It's our little bass man, Buddy Catlett. Come on in there, buddy.
This time, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to play a number called Cocktails for Two. Thank you.
Well, the first part of a birthday celebration for Buddy Catlett, my friend and bass player, living in Seattle on his 77th birthday today. And there, when he was playing with Louis Armstrong's band in Paris at the Sports Palace there, 1965, you heard When It's Sleepy Time Down South, Back Home Again in Indiana, a feature for Buddy, Cocktails for Two, and all of them on W.C. Handy's Old Miss. Louis singing and playing his trumpet, Tyree Glenn trombone, Eddie Shue clarinet, Billy Kyle piano, Buddy on bass, and Danny Barcelona on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Bedrooms and More, family-owned in Wallingford for over 30 years, offering all-natural, organic, and chemical-free mattresses by Natura. Bedrooms and More is a local resource for natural bedding, pillows, and toppers. Online at bedroomsandmore.com.
In the second part of my birthday celebration for Buddy, I'd like to go to a record that's not heard very often anymore. It's from Argo Label and done in Chicago in 1963, and it's some of the membership of the Count Basie band when Buddy was playing in that band. Al Ahrens is here to play trumpet, Eric Dixon flute and tenor, Frank Foster tenor saxophone, John Young piano, Buddy on the bass, and Phil Thomas on drums. We'll be right back. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.
Thank you.
On this Buddy Catlett's 77th birthday, Buddy playing with members of the Count Basie Band, and of course Buddy was a member of that orchestra, 1963, the band in Chicago for Argo Records. Al Ahrens played the trumpet, Eric Dixon flute and tenor, Frank Foster tenor saxophone, John Young piano, Buddy Catlett bass, and Phil Thomas on the drums. Vested Interest by Foster, Kelly Blue by pianist Wynton Kelly, Why Try to Change Me Now, a beauty by Cy Coleman, and Foster's May We, that's M-A-Y-W-E, and Buddy, from all of me to all of you, happy birthday. Here's Claire Austin.
Nobody knows you when you're dead.
Austin, 1954, for Good Time Jazz Records. And she had with her Kid Ory, playing trombone, Don Ewell, piano, Ed Garland, bass, and Minor Hall on drums. Jimmy Cox wrote Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out, and Trixie Smith penned The World's Jazz Crazy and So Am I. Claire Austin, 1954. Right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
many locally owned businesses who participate in KPLU's Think Local, Buy Local program. From a list of farmers markets to Tom Watson writing on the importance of thinking local, to a list of locally owned business partners, there are good tips for everyday living at kplu.org/thinklocal.
A coat like how Dolly Jane goes down to mine. I first saw the woman, I looked so fine. Why the women tempted me, I can't tell. I thought of chemistry, I played that well. And Thomas told his father, go and go.
Help me, Lord, if I had my way. Battle if I had her, I'm a wicked one if I had her. I know that. Reply to him, can't you find a woman of the kind of kiss? Samson, where to please the mother of mine? Go and marry better for last time. Let me tell you what old Samson, well, he broke at the dawn, the lion run. Samson was the first man along the catch, because Satellite got up on his line. Hey, written that he killed a man with him. There's something that it ain't in the sight of Joel. If I had my way, if I had a wicked wife, I had a lot of time. But if you really please tell it to me, I holler and eat all the cakes for me. But if you really please tell it to me, I holler strong all the cakes for me. Time to get a song, baby. Well, I'd be better, honey, in the night. Walking alone, I looked on the ground and found a jawbone. He moved his own bro notes of public dreams. Got those same dreams, down over dead alone. I tap my hand, my wings. Fight a left my hand. I have a wicked way on my head. I know that it's building down. Well, I'm some sick for to never find out. Can it begin to wonder about? I tell his wife that I'm on his knee. I tell me why she's been a lie, happy to be. Downs and why she just talks so fair. Told his wife to cut off his hair. Shave my head, finish your hand. Well, if they come and met your man. If I had my way, better let my hand. I would be your wife, I had a long time putting down. Should have a hard time for the day. The Lord have any where to go, winding around from door to door. Have a hard time. Nobody on earth can take your mother's place, man. When mother is dead, Lord. Nobody on earth take mother's place when mother dead. I don't night take mother's place. Men who are starting fade away. Nobody treats you like mother well. Your wife, your husband may be good to you. When mother is dead, Lord, may be good to you. Mother dear, why your husband may be good to you, but better nothing else. Prove unto nobody treats you like mother well. And mother is dead. Low, low, low. Well, some people say that's just what do. When mother is dead, I said it was doing. Mother dead, some people say that said it was do. But soon as she married, she turn her back on you. Nobody treats you like mother well. And father will do the best he can. When mother is dead, Lord, well the best he can. When mother dead. I'll do the best you can. So many things your father can't understand. Nobody treats you like mother well. Hey, mother, the children have a hard time. When mother is dead, Lord. Mother, the children have a hard time. Mother dead. Well, I have anywhere to go. One dinner around from door to door. Have a hard time.
Blind Willie Johnson, Dallas, Texas, 1927 for Columbia Records. His guitar, his voice. If I had my way, I'd tear this building down, and mother's children have a hard way. Blind Willie Johnson on 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. support for KPLU comes from.
The 20th America's Classic Jazz Festival, June 24th through 27th at St. Martin's University in Lacey, featuring 10 bands including Tom Rigney and Flambeau playing Cajun and funk. Info at olyjazz.com. OLYjazz.com.
Well, it didn't really rain, chiller.
God's gonna send the water from Zion, and he's gonna raise his heaven up high. If it's gonna rain, and it's gonna rain, but it's gonna rain, chiller. God's gonna send the water from Zion, and he's gonna raise his heaven up high. If it's gonna rain, but it's gonna rain.
My Lord, then God got angry on his throne. The angels in the heaven begin to mourn. He said, go down, angel, stir up a flood, blow out the sun, change the moon into blood. Then come back, an angel, and bar the door, for I declare the time will be no more. They tell me, great God, when it started to rain, the women and the children begin to scream. They knocked on the windows, battered at the door, crying, oh, brother Noah, won't you take on more? Noah said, I'm sorry, my friend, but God's got the key and you can't come in.
Well, Noah wasn't ready for the children coming in, but he wanted to hear the angel moan, didn't it? Rain, children, God's gonna send the water from Zion, and he's gonna raise the heaven up higher. It's gonna rain, it's gonna rain.
My Lord, then it rained 40 days and nights without stopping. Noah was worried when the rain kept dropping. He sent out a raven and sent out a dove. The water, great God, kept a coming from above. They tell me, little children, the bird did seek, but he couldn't find a land to rest his feet.
Well, Noah wasn't buried for the resting of his feet, but he couldn't hear the angel moan, didn't it? Rain, children, God's gonna send the water from Zion, and he's gonna raise the heaven up higher. It's gonna rain, but it's gonna rain.
My Lord, then the wind did blow, the ark did rock. Noah couldn't find nowhere to dock. My God spoke, whispered low, showed old Noah where he wanted him to go. He said, look ahead, Noah, the rain's done stopped. I want you to land on the mountaintop. He showed old Noah a rainbow sign, said it won't be rain, but fire next time.
Well, Noah wasn't ready but fire next time, but it won't be great, an angel moan, didn't it? Rain, children, God's gonna send the water from Zion, and he's gonna raise his heaven up higher. It's gonna rain, but it's gonna rain, but it's gonna rain, children. God's gonna send the water from Zion, and he's gonna raise his heaven up higher. It's gonna rain, but it's gonna rain.
Well, you see how they done my Lord.
He never said a mumbling word.
Well, you see how they done my Lord. He never said a mumbling word.
Oh, well, you see how they done my Lord. But he never said a mumbling word, not a word, not a word.
Well, the cut and hewed him out of coal,
but he never said a mumbling word.
Oh, well, the cut and hewed him out of coal. Never said a mumbling word.
Yes, they cut and they hewed him out of cross. But he never said a mumbling word. Not a word, not a word.
Well, he pierced him in his eye.
Well, he never said a mumbling word.
Well, they pierced him in his side.
Oh, but he never said a mumbling word.
Yes, they pierced him in his side.
Oh, but he never said a mumbling word. Not a word. Not a word.
Well, he hung his head and died.
He never said a mumbling word.
Oh, well, he hung his head and died. He never said a mama did away.
Yes, he hung his head and died. But he never said a mama did away. Not a word.
Lord, never said a mother in a way.
Oh, can't you see how he done, my Lord? Oh, well, he never said a mother in a way.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord.
Not a word,
not a word,
not a word.
The Spiritual. Two of them. Done for you by the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet, 1941 for OK Records. Didn't it rain? And he never said a mumbling word. Here's Thelonious Monk with his Spiritual. Thelonious Monk, 1966 for Columbia Records, and This Is My Story, This Is My Song. Here's Wynton Kelly. Thank you. Wynton Kelly Trio for Blue Note Records, 1951. Kelly on piano, Franklin Skeet, string bass, and Lee Abrams on drums. Cherokee, written by English bandleader Ray Noble. And Crazy He Calls Me, written by Carl Sigman in 1949. And so we might hear Sigman's lyricist for Crazy He Calls Me, Bob Russell. Here's Billie Holiday.
I say I'll move the mountains, and I'll move the mountains. If he wants them out of the way, crazy he calls me. Sure I'm crazy, crazy in love I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire. As he wants it, so it will be. Crazy he calls me. Sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bar, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now, the impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me. Sure I'm crazy, crazy in love am I. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now, the impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me. Sure I'm crazy, crazy in love am I. When I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. You're my thrill. How my pulse increases, I just go to pieces. When I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. Nothing Why this strange desire that keeps mounting higher when I look at you? I can't keep still. You're my desire that keeps mounting higher when I look at you. I can't keep still. You're my
Billie Holiday and Decca Records, 1949. Two of them for you, and beautifully arranged for her by Gordon Jenkins. Crazy He Calls Me, written by Carl Sigmund with Bob Russell's lyric. And You're My Thrill by Jay Gorney and Sid Clare. Billie Holiday, 1949. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Leavenworth Chamber of Commerce, announcing the Great Leavenworth Wine and Food Festival Saturday, June 26th, showcasing 25 local wineries and 10 local restaurants. Tickets include 20 tasting scripts, cooking demonstrations, and more. Reservations through leavenworth.org.
And now to Toshiko Akiyoshi and Lou Tobacken Big Band in Los Angeles, 1974 for RCA. Also available, a wonderful set by Mosaic called their Select 33. Originally on RCA, and then Mosaic gathered together, as they do so beautifully in their packaging and their taste, and their Select 33. This is called Elegy, written by Toshiko, a composition arrangement for the band, and her piano playing will be heard, Dick Spencer's alto saxophone, fine drumming by Peter Donald, Gene Carico on string bass, and Lou Tobacken on tenor.
Thank you.
Elegy, written by Toshiko Akiyoshi and her husband Lou Tobacco's Big Band, 1974. RCA, Mosaic Select number 33, you can find that. Akiyoshi playing the piano and alto saxophone soloist Dick Spencer, the drummer throughout, beautiful, Peter Donald. Gene Kirkhale on string bass and Lou Tobacco on tenor, Elegy. Now, another elegy, but a different way of doing it. This is written by Massenet, and it will be embellished for you from 1953 by Art Tatum. Tatum in Los Angeles, 1953 for Clef Records. Norman Granz, thank you for recording him. And Elegy, written by Massenet. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you, and you, and you. Birthday, Richard M. Jones, born this day, 1892. Some say 1888. All right, we'll split the difference. Pianist, composer, spent most of his life in Chicago or in the area around that fine city. Here he is, visiting only 90 miles away or so in Richmond, Indiana, the home of the Star Piano Company that also made records, and Jeanette is this one. And this is June 1st, 1923. Richard M. Jones, solo piano, and his beautiful composition, Jazzin' Baby's Blues. Richard M. Jones playing solo piano, Richmond, Indiana, the 1st of June, 1923 for Jeanette Records and his composition, Jazzin' Baby's Blues. Now, what was going on at this time was the change, the changes of the art. It becoming, it was always an art, but it wasn't thought to be an art. That those two didn't go together, but they were starting to. And 22 days after what you just heard, King Oliver's jazz band in Chicago for OK Records recorded Jazzin' Baby's Blues. This is very important for Richard M. Jones and very important for this art. And it's because of the way that the music was presented, the improvisation, that is what you do, that's what the art's about. Joe Oliver and Louis Armstrong cornets, Henri Dutre trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Lillian Harden piano, Bud Scott banjo, Baby Dodds on drums, and Richard M. Jones jazzin' Baby's Blues. Oh. New Orleans jazz at its finest with King Oliver's Jazz Band in Chicago, 23rd of June, 1923 for OK Records, and Richard M. Jones, Jazz and Babies Blues. Moving up to October 25th, 1923, I wanted to play this for you, also by Oliver's Band, and also written by Richard M. Jones, whose birthday I'm talking about now, born this day, around 1892, somewhere in there. And this is one that Jones wrote called I Ain't Gonna Tell Nobody. Now, the band stays pretty much the same, Oliver and Armstrong cornets, Dutry trombone, Dodds on clarinet, but Charlie Jackson comes in to play bass sax. Lillian Hardin stays at piano. Johnny St. Cyr replaces Bud Scott on banjo and Baby Dodds on drums. James and Richard M. Jones, I Ain't Gonna Tell Nobody. Collective improvisation at its finest, probably to be replaced in a sense later on by the Modern Jazz Quartet. King Oliver's Jazz Band, October 25th, 1923, for OK Records, and Richard M. Jones on his birthday. We're talking about him, and he wrote that. It's called I Ain't Gonna Tell Nobody. And what was important about it, I mean, is the art, it's from you. There were no music stands. Like Eddie Condon said one time when somebody came up and said, what are you going to do? Where are the music? Where are the music stands? And Condon said, well, what do we do when the lights go out? And it's the art. It's from you, not from somebody else. And Richard M. Jones. As an accompanist, and piano players, we have to talk about being an accompanist because that's what they do. Baby Mac is going to sing for you now. She'd been in vaudeville for quite a while and teamed up with Richard M. Jones on piano and Louis Armstrong on cornet for a couple of them. And 1926 in Chicago.
But he's one of those.
Wrapping up a little birthday celebration for Richard M. Jones. He was born this day. That was Richard M. Jones on piano, Louis Armstrong on cornet, accompanying Baby Mac in Chicago, 1926, for OK Records. You Got to Get Home on Time, and What Kind of a Man Is That? And they borrowed heavily from You Made Me Love You, which was a 1913 hit for Joe McCarthy and Jimmy Monaco, but borrowing happens all the time. Richard M. Jones, happy birthday. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Leos Graduate School of Saybrook University, presenting their master degrees in leadership and organizational systems at A Taste of Leadership, Tuesday, June 15th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. More at lios.org or by calling 425-968-3400.
Now to drummer Arthur Taylor, who in 1959, June of that year, for New Jazz Records, had his own band, his own name, a drummer running a band. Wow. And happy we are to have him had done that, have him had do that. We will hear two Monk compositions, Rhythmining, based on I Got Rhythm and a Blues thing called Straight No Chaser. The two tenor players here, Charlie Rouse, who plays first in the soloing on the Rhythmining, and Frank Foster, who plays first on Straight No Chaser, Walter Davis on piano, Sam Jones bass, and Arthur Taylor on the drums. Thank you. Arthur Taylor Quintet, 1959, for New Jazz Records. Two compositions by Thelonious Monk, Rhythmining and Straight No Chaser. Two tenor saxophonists, Charlie Rouse and Frank Foster. Walter Davis, piano, Sam Jones, bass, and Arthur Taylor on the drums. For New Jazz Records, 1959. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the 20th America's Classic Jazz Festival, June 24th through 27th at St. Martin's University in Lacey, featuring 10 bands, including Tom Rigney and Flambeau, playing Cajun and funk. Info at olyjazz.com. OLYjazz.com.
Well, two compositions by Monk, and now Monk in a very special place, that is Carnegie Hall, the 29th of November, 1957. And Mosaic Records again discovered that the Voice of America, broadcasting America's wonderful arts out over the world, had recorded a concert which included Thelonious Monk Quartet. And they, I'm not sure exactly how the story went, but it's basically that, that much later somebody said, what'd you say? Yeah, they played in Carnegie Hall and Voice of America. Oh, really? So some phone calls were made and knocks on doors and all that. And what I'm going to play for you in part now is what was discovered. And Mosaic brought it out, and it's still available for you. John Coltrane on tenor, Monk on piano, Ahmed Abdul-Malik on bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums, Carnegie Hall, the 29th of November, 1957. Thelonious Monk at Carnegie Hall, his quartet, the 29th of November, 1957, and picked up and issued by Mosaic Records. And I said I thought they were still available, I'm sure. Thelonious Monk Quartet, meaning John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, Monk on piano, Ahmed Abdul-Malik on bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums. We heard Monk's Mood, Evidence, and Crepuscule with Nelly, all of them by Thelonious Monk. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.